All right, welcome to Keeping It Low Key, where we hit all the high notes with your favorite musicians. My name is Gabriel Lovato.
I'm Brandon Bridgman.
All righty, and today we are joined by Destroy Boys. What's up? let me say this really quick. Me and Brandon are both super big fans of you guys. We actually went and saw you guys when you guys were on tour. We saw you guys in St. Louis. And your opening act was our first experience with a mosh pit, actually, which is crazy. And then, I know there's no way you remember this, but me and Brandon actually approached you guys for a picture, and it was really surreal. But yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, which show in St. Louis?
Was it last year or the year before?
2019.
Yeah.
With Mannequin Pussy?
Mannequin Pussy?
Wait.
It was swimmers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, crazy.
Yeah, it was Beach Goons.
It was the Ready Room. Ready Room.
Cool.
Yeah, that was a good show.
That was such a good show.
Yeah, and
afterwards from someone. I feel like so many people, there was like a circle and so many people were like offering us like, I was like, whoa, this is a lot.
No. That was definitely a crazy concert, and it was awesome. We actually got really hyped when you guys started playing Territorial Pissings.
Yeah.
By Nirvana. That was insane. Yeah. So I guess what to start off, we just you guys have released two singles recently, and they're both phenomenal and fantastic. And I think I want to start off with your guys' first album. Why did you guys decide to go with a less, I've noticed in your first album, it was more like a, I guess you could say like a traditional punk style.
Mm-hmm.
And then in your second one, it was more, I guess you could say produced.
Like, maybe it's because the first record, we did it when we were 16
yeah.
and we recorded, mixed and mastered it in 10 hours and released it the next day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
The night before
in my old garage. We were like, we have to have 10 songs. So we just wrote another song, and then we did the secret song, which counted as the 10th one. And the secret song was written in the studio, and it's all improv.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's super cool. And that's obviously where the classic Probation came from. And
Probation. Song has had three instances in being recorded. It was an acoustic song. We put it on the first. Yeah, I agree. All the chords are minor in the acoustic song, which makes it extra fancy. We did it on our first EP ever called Grimester. Mm-hmm. And we tried to upload at 9:16 p.m. because 9:16 p.m. because that's our area code, and then it delayed, so it went up at like 10:30 at night.
Literally the same thing happened with Sorry Mom. We were like, oh my god, it's gonna be out, and then we were like, just kidding, like we didn't upload it in time.
It's not work. We're like sitting over the Bandcamp page like and then it was on Sorry Mom, which is our first record. And I'm still shocked that song has had the trajectory that it's had, because it's so silly.
It is really silly.
No, it's definitely, I'd say it was my first introduction to, I think you guys definitely kind of introduced me to a more classic punk sound, actually, because that's actually what made me like get into like stuff like listen to Black Flags and like,
you hadn't listened to Black Flag before?
I did, but it was more like I had a harder time listening to it, and then you guys kind of like eased me into that.
That's
a
so
little
nice.
Bit more,
hell yeah.
Personally. Oh. Don't look at me like that.
I don't know about that one.
No, that was me. That was me for sure.
I was way into Black Flag.
Me and Narsa.
And then I went to the concert and I was like, I don't know. I feel like after listening to the other, because I'd listened to Beach Goons, and that's who I was most hyped for. And then I was like, I feel like this isn't going to be like a moshy concert because I hadn't listened to any of your work previously. And then you got on stage and started playing and I was like, okay, this is the best concert ever.
Yeah.
I think the Destroy Boys segment of that show is probably my favorite, like the best time I've ever had at a concert.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That concert was like our I would say our like introduction to like more like underground venues, because like the Ready Room and stuff, it's just like, I mean, it's a basement, you know, and it's like, it's just like a small quaint area. And that was like, you guys were our first like, let's just go see like what's playing like down on the Grove. And it was like, it like blew us away. It was definitely like a big moment for us. Yeah. So tell us about the I have a personal favorite song that I personally want to ask about because the lyrics puzzle me. And then I know, aren't you and your girlfriend really into Piedmont?
I'm really into Piedmont. Like the second conversation me and my girlfriend ever had, like before we were dating, was about you guys.
Oh my god.
She asked me about seeing you guys. And I was like, yeah, oh my god, it was so awesome. They covered Nirvana. We moshed. The bassist moshed with us. I was amazing.
Aww. Yeah. Your guys is a touring member. I'm gonna be honest, I don't know exactly how to pronounce her name.
Fallon.
It's Fallon. I've been pronouncing it Phelan.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so Fallon. Yeah.
I was pronouncing it really wrong too.
But yeah, it was like just, it's a very vivid memory of like being in the pit and then seeing her next to us. And we were like really confused because we were like, weren't you just like on stage?
Yeah, because she got pushed into me and her hair went in my mouth. And I was like, ah. I was like, ah. And then she turned around to like run to like get out of the pit. And I was like, Gabe. Oh my god.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
really
I love when that happens.
Yeah.
I love like getting in the crowd like for the, you know, Beach Beach and Swimmers, like they put on a great show every night, so we just love like being in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Taking a little breather or something.
Yeah
for sure. You guys definitely scared the crap out of us though when you did the Wall of Death.
God, I love doing the Wall of Death.
The Wall of Death is my favorite.
I'm always like, oh god, like are they gonna do it? And they like almost always do it. And I'm just like, oh thank god.
I lost my glasses a few times.
I'm like, spit it down the middle.
I know, like, I don't know. Sometimes I worry about like people's safety and stuff. You know, but if you're in the pit, like you kind of know what you're getting into.
The kids at the Wall of Death are look so crazy before you call it to go. Like if we'll look out because we usually do it Crybaby.
Yeah.
Where I'm like kind of playing a riff, but it's not too hard, so I can look up like right before they collide, I guess. And the looks on people's faces as they're running into each other are so gnarly.
Like my heart is racing just like thinking about playing a show and like doing stuff like that.
So crazy.
Oh my god. I like
Yeah, people definitely go like all out when it drops. But yeah.
There was this huge like
themselves too. When they like open up, I'll like be ready to like do, you know, tell everyone to like open it up, and then I'll see like one person in the crowd like spreading everyone out and like holding it and be like, wait, like, you know, yeah. And then like they control it, and I'm like, look at you go, like sit.
Yeah. The pit enforcers. Yeah. No, they're super cool. Before we get into any serious questions, thank you guys for being our third band we featured on this podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really cool to have you guys on.
Very cool.
So tell us about the song Vixen, because that's a song that's always perplexed me because of the lyrics. I was the chosen sailor, and like I just want to know the like meaning behind that, and like what's the,
I mean, what do you think the meaning is? I want to hear your interpretation.
Okay, so I'm not good with dissecting poetry, and that's pretty much all song lyrics are. But I really don't know where to start.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, like, I used to tell the story on stage too. But there was this girl that I really liked, and we like had seen each other for like briefly and then like stopped because I stopped it. And then I was like a year later, I was like, oh man, like what did I do? Like, I'm so stupid. Like, she's so cool and pretty and like such a great artist. I was like, I made a mistake. And so like, I really hope she doesn't listen to this, but like, I was a chosen sailor specifically just cause like from what I saw, she wasn't really like interested in many other people, but she seemed to be interested in me. And I was like, and everyone had a crush on her because she's so like pretty and just like amazing.
She's awesome.
And like, you know, I was like this girl really was like gonna give me a chance, and then I messed it up. And so that's kind of what that's about. And then like the sailor part is this, I started writing about like how she's just like really elusive and like, is that the right word? I don't know. But yeah. She's like really like, I guess, mysterious. I don't know. She's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
But I was kind of into this. I was like just writing lyrics about how she's like so pretty and stuff. And then like Siren came up. And so I was like, okay, like sailors.
General Siren imagery.
Yeah. General Siren, you know, writing poetry. I wanted to just like work on that imagery a little more. Cause I like doing that with lyrics, like having sort of a running, you know, like picture almost.
Right. You want like a narrative to it. Yeah. No, that's really cool. I never got the siren part, but now that you say that, it makes like a lot more sense. The vixen part, like, really.
Mm-hmm. It's the first like, lyric. Yeah, the first lyric is "Whisper Your Siren Song," because I just.
Oh felt yes, so, no, like, yes, that.
I felt so, like, mm-hmm. Enchanted. Yeah, enchanted.
No, oh, I got you. Yeah.
Whisper your silent song.
And what about Piedmont?
So Piedmont is about the city of Piedmont that is within the city of Oakland. And if you're not from the Bay Area, it's basically just a city of wealthy people. It's like a wealthy city. And it's like
a functionally gated community is
what
I call it.
Yeah. And it's like, but it's, they have like a police, their own police department. And so they're like an official city is what I'm trying to say. Screw the police. I don't know what the policy on cussing is on this podcast.
I mean, at this point,
like we've had so much happen. Like we can just bleep it.
Yeah, it's
like for the first, like the first, like for the for our podcast, like the first 40-ish minutes goes on our school's website, and then the full uncut thing goes on Spotify and YouTube.
Worse things have happened on the podcast. Yeah. So
you want to tell that story?
We can later.
Okay.
But yeah, so Piedmont, it's like about, you know, rich people and their like weird rich people codes, and in general just like feeling excluded from certain communities for no reason. And like for me, it was very much like stepping into a world where all these people have known each other for like years and years, and them like not accepting a new person. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of where this came from. And like the like nostalgic for things I never had kind of part is about the sort of like wanting to have those experiences that they had with other people first, you know, where it's, I don't know, if that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So basically, pretty much about like being an outsider, wanting to be an insider, and then later being like, you know what? Like, never mind. I don't actually want that. And kind of figuring out for myself that it's not worth it to, like, we in the video, we sort of have this arc too, where it's like, you know what? Like, we don't need that. Like, I don't need that validation from these people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they can go and do their weird, they can have their stupid codes that like I don't understand, and they can have their customs, and I don't need to I don't need to be a part of it. I don't want to.
And the way we frame that in the video is just like, if you've seen it, we enter a house party, and then there are these versions of ourselves that are like these like kind of idealized versions, but they're also like when me and her friend Fran co-directed mm-hmm. it, we basically wrote it as like we would like select these qualities that we didn't like about ourselves as band members. And then we created these really kind of caricatures of what those qualities were. Like mine was like, really like judgmental, and like I was like in a dress and I was smoking, and then Alexia's was really nervous and like hiding and anxious. I don't remember when Narcissus was. You were party guy. Bro, yeah. Yeah, you were like bro guy. So some of them were real qualities that we worry about, some of them weren't. It was just like fun to make these kind of cartoonish images and then destroy them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, that whole thing can, like, in the third verse, the lyrics are like, camouflage restricted. Yeah, camouflage restricted or cast out.
Liberated.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, where it's like camouflage so that you're fitting in, like, or I'm fitting in, but, you know, I don't get to be myself, mm-hmm. which sucks. Or I can be cast out of this little community and be free, you know?
That's good.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah, and it's
like finding a weird like balance between that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got you. Oh, yeah. Green
sweaters. This is cool. Both wearing sweaters.
So like
oh, before you continue.
Oh yeah, yeah. Go
ahead. I must correct you. Piedmont's my second favorite song. Because my first favorite is No Respect.
I knew.
Yeah, it is.
The look on your snidely little face. I knew it was gonna. I'm just kidding.
No Respect is a good song,
boo,
dude.
Boo, boo.
I actually went back and listened to Sorry Mom not that long ago. Because I don't know, I hadn't listened to it in so long, and I was like, "What are people listening to?" You know, I was like, "What is our first album?" And it's like, it's not as good as I thought it was before, but like.
I thought it was so good.
I know. I thought it was it's still, you know, like it still kind of goes. It's like so silly. No Respect is such a silly song. It's very good.
I wrote that song in a fit of rage. So I have the authority to say that I hate it now.
I
used to work at this record store, and my boss helped me make tapes of our first EP, Grimester. I don't know, you probably know the story, because you. But yeah, we made EPs. Oh, we made tape EPs. There was this other guy that worked here that was kind of like, he wasn't really talking shit to me, but he kept being like, oh, you know, like the scene, and like I've released a bunch of tapes, and like, oh. But I also had a crush on this dude. It's the same guy Probation is about, and like I was just like, oh, you talk to me that way? No way. I wrote No Respect.
So fun.
I think. Yeah. Don't. Yeah.
Oh my god. The lead when it goes like da na 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 na, like that's so good. That's so good.
It's Haggard.
No, it's great.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Can I ask you, not to stroke my own ego, because I'm genuinely curious, why do you like that song?
That song? Well, for me, I always feel like, I mean, I love lyrics. Like, lyrics are good, but I feel like it's more about the emotion. And I can really just feel the anger in that song. And so I listen to that song anytime I'm pissed. Like,
I'm really glad I came across, because I was really mad.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
It's like such unbridled.
It's like diss track after diss track.
Teen honestly. Rage, yeah. It's like so much, like 17 years of rage had built up into that album. And then we made it, in 10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the reason why it sounds like that too, because we were just like 16, 17. Was it 16 or 17?
I don't remember. I think it was
maybe 17.
No, because Grimester was... Grimester
we started the band, we were like 15, and then
Grimester was 16, so I think Sorry Mom was 2017.
Okay,
I don't know.
I think Sorry, here I can check real quick. I'm pretty sure it came out in 2016.
Really?
View album. No, I was wrong. It is 2017. You're right. February 4th, 2017.
Years of rage.
Yeah. Just I think that we were just kind of like, well, we had a time constraint, and so. That's partially why it sounds like that, but then it's also like just super raw, like
yeah, I love that.
I like it when like my voice is really clear, and you can just hear the anger.
Right. So you guys started the band when you guys were teenagers, when did you guys start seeing, like, you guys, like, start seeing, like, oh, we're gaining a following here?
Like, last year.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it really exploded into something real last year. Yeah. But it started,
I feel like, you know, it's like, complicated. Because, like, even since the beginning, we've had, like, there is a solid music scene in Sacramento. And so we would play shows and, like, our friends would go, you know? And so they were, like, Destroy Boys fans, like, our homies, you know?
It was really cool.
Yeah, which was really sick. And then, yeah, like, we did have, like, a couple people. That it was more, like, individuals, I feel like, that were, like, more of a Sully following. Hargrove, yeah, Sully. Yeah. But, like, we didn't really... Yeah, I feel like it wasn't really, like...
It was like, it was kind of like big chunks, right? Like these big things would happen. And like, I still don't feel like when people talk to us and they're like, oh, you're rock star band. Like, I don't feel like we're a big band. I feel like we're just a band. That's
I'm like, I literally like work at a grocery store still. Like, but it's not like we're rock stars.
What's cool about this band is so many things, but one thing is like, one story I always remember when someone asked me that is like, I had been in a bunch of other bands before that were just like bad bands. Like we were just like Blink-182 cover bands. And then I would write these songs and just
mini golf.
Yeah. Deep cut. I forgot that. Wow. Repressed. I had a bunch of mini golf. Bad band. Bunch of other bands. And then I, you know, I met Alexia, I heard her sing, and was like, oh my God, we have to do this. And we recorded her song, you know, and none of those bands had ever done anything, right? We just played music in my garage. And I really wanted to be in this, you know, band that like played shows and toured. And like, we recorded that song, I Think I Should Make Out With Other People. And what was different about that is we uploaded it to Facebook at what, like three in the morning?
I think it was like midnight. Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't know.
Like late at night.
Yeah.
And then we woke up the next morning to get breakfast with my parents. And a lot of people were commenting that they liked it. Yeah. Like, just our friends, but they were like, this is really good. And I was like, oh, yeah, this
one. Such a mean song. I can't believe I let that
it's
be
not out. Mean. It's honest.
I guess. Honest. Yeah.
That's what we like.
I feel bad about it now.
But it comes in, it comes in chunks, and it's always such a great feeling, you know, when we feel like we reached a new moment or a new audience. And, you know, Tony Hawk was one of those moments where it was just like, holy.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. You guys are you have a song of a new Tony Hawk game. Which one is it?
Ducky Duck World.
Yeah.
Oh man, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and like now I'm so glad we re-recorded it because I think that song is really good and it kind of got, I think it was one of the lesser known ones.
Yeah, some people are like, why did they re-record it? And it's like, do you guys not hear that there's a bass in there now? Dude, like, wait a second. So like, we feel like it changes. Like, I feel like it changes the song.
A ton, and just the sound quality on my room is so much better. And it was just so crazy to, you know, have that team reach out to us and be like, oh, this is like a real world, this is like a real band thing.
Like, we got
this
a contract from like Activision, you know. Oh, that's cool. Like, what? That was crazy.
It's really cool.
Yeah, so do you guys like, do you have any like other songs that are like maybe featured in movies and stuff?
No, not yet. Maybe coming to theaters near you or coming to streaming service near you.
Destroy Boys too.
Yeah.
I think the video game thing might be bigger than a movie though, because everybody played Tony Hawk.
Especially during quarantine, right? Like, everybody's talking about a new Tony Hawk.
Like, thank you, Mr. Hawk.
Thank you, hockey.
That reminds me, has this quarantine like affected your guys' process in like music making in any way?
I mean, if we're being honest, like, songwriting slowed down a lot just because we couldn't be in the same room, and it's depressing, you know.
Like, and it's like practicing, like I feel a lot of the times I'm like, I don't know why, like why should we practice? Like, it's not like we have a show that we need to get ready for. And it's like, now we're writing stuff, but like, you know, it's sort of like we don't have to practice, like there's nothing that we're gonna, you know, it's not like we're gonna do a show and then be really bad if we don't. Like, there's nothing to practice for.
Right. Oh yeah, definitely. And I
like my songwriting like hasn't been, you know, at the beginning of quarantine, I'm sure a lot of people were like, oh my God, I'm going to like write so much music and stuff. But I we like,
didn't like that.
Yeah.
We didn't practice for like the first 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, that's partially because like working and stuff too. Mm-hmm. But like, I write about things that happen to me in real life and things have been so stagnant that there's almost like nothing to write about.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I like to write about things when they're over and this isn't done yet, you know, like the pandemic isn't over yet, so it's kind of hard for me to like write something about it and reach like some sort of closure because there is no closure yet.
Hey, thanks for tuning into that clip of the Keeping It Low Key podcast. You can find the rest of the episode at Keeping It Low Key YouTube channel or find us on Spotify. Thank you so much. See you next time.